Hi everyone, I'm Adam Johnson. I'm a dad and a rare disease patient advocate, a self-proclaimed dadvocate. From the onset of symptoms and even after an eventual diagnosis, the isolation was almost as excruciating as the symptoms themselves. I felt so alone in so many ways. One of the most prominent ways in particular was as a parent. I knew I couldn't be the only person with a rare disease who was also trying to raise children, but it sure felt like I was. As I've learned, when there's not a specific community you're looking for, one that you need, sometimes you just have to make it yourself. It's taken a while, but I finally decided to do just that. And here we are. This is Parents is Rare, a series brought to you by Energy in Action. Living life as a parent with a rare disease can be quite paradoxical. We laugh and cry, we're vulnerable and scared, we're brave and afraid, all at the same time. Parents is Rare is a community where parents like me who have a rare disease or chronic illness can connect, share, support, and be supported. Early in 2019, I was seemingly healthy, working in the field of education, loving life, trying to make a difference for students throughout the country. A few weeks later, I started experiencing odd symptoms, but like any good 35-year-old, I didn't have time for that, so I pushed through. That is, until I couldn't anymore. When my arduous diagnostic odyssey finally arrived at a diagnosis, I thought this would mean I'd get a treatment plan, be cured, and get back to life as I knew it. Instead, I found that I have a progressive form of mitochondrial disease with no treatments and no cures. When I first came into the rare disease space, the isolation was almost as excruciating as the symptoms themselves. I felt so alone in so many ways. One of the most prominent ways in particular was as a parent. I knew I couldn't be the only person with a rare disease who was also trying to raise children, but it sure felt like I was. This remained true until about a year later when I saw a tweet from the wonderful Brian Wallach, who, along with his wife Sandra, is a fierce advocate for ALS. He said, "I just watched our girls roll down a hill giggling like crazy. A year ago, I was rolling with them. A part of me seethed at the progression of my ALS and what it has taken away. Another smiled like a maniac, giggling as loud as our girls. Grateful to be there. Hashtag life with ALS." Even though we have different diseases, this was the first time I've heard or seen someone else say the exact thing I'd been feeling, let alone going through it themselves. I replied, "I feel this. I'm a dad who was diagnosed with a rare progressive disease last year. Balancing the loss and being present while enjoying the moment can be quite the paradox for me. I appreciate you sharing. It can be a lonely road, and I hope to connect with others in a supportive way." So I began the search. Where were the other parents who were in a similar situation? How could I connect in a supportive way? I asked the incomparable Effie Parks, host of the Once Upon a Gene podcast, if she had any episodes where the parents were the ones with rare disease. She said no, but invited me to be the first guest. Initially, I was apprehensive, but I agreed. Toward the end of our recording, she reminded me of a similar truth she had faced as well, and how she handled it. When there's not a specific community you're looking for, one that you need, sometimes you just have to make it yourself. It's taken a while, but I finally decided to do just that. And here we are. I'm Adam Johnson, and this is the Parents is Rare podcast, a community where parents like me who have a rare disease can connect, share, support, and be supported. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Parents is Rare, a series of the Energy in Action podcast. Please be sure to leave a review and a rating for this episode wherever you listen, and subscribe and listen to the Energy in Action podcast, where we talk all things mito. Until next time, remember to show up, be vulnerable, supportive, and kind, and give yourself permission to feel along the way.